This is Magic with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to D. Bates on his introduction. D. Bates, welcome to Podspace. It's good to have you aboard. A few things I need to clarify here. You mentioned Texas as being the greatest state in the union, and well, kind of close, but no, my friend, I'm afraid that would be Nevada. Nevada. The answer we're looking for here was Nevada. Nevada.
state rivalries. That's as American as apple pie.
That's pretty cool. You do software development. I used to be a sysadmin, you know, so it's like, and I did well as a sysadmin because so many software writers think they can do system administration. And well, let's just say I cleaned up after a lot of them. Anyway, okay, sorry, I'm being a little silly here. It's funny you mentioned about the internet being basically boring, and I have to say one of the reasons I do hang out on ATS so much is, yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of internet out there, but it's so common. I mean, I go through, I try and find, you know, new portals, new sites, forums, things like that. And I just get this, you know, 57 channels and nothing on kind of feeling a lot of the time. So here I am, I'm at ATS and hanging out and trolling Podspace. And come on, how many other forums can I go to where I could just pop in and do podcasts? I mean, right now, not many. I'll bet you a lot are going to pick up on it, though. I mean, you know, ATS, blazing the trail. It's interesting, and, you know, I'm hoping that, if you know, as your time, I know you're busy and all that kind of stuff, you know, being a mod and going out there and, you know, busting heads and slapping tickets on members and doing all those cool things that mods do. But, you know, you mentioned some things about Iraq and, you know, why are we over there and stuff. And, man, this is the kind of stuff I'm really going to look forward to talking about in the politics feed. And, you know, and hey, these are fair questions. You know, in my opinion, the Bush administration didn't sell the Iraq war to the American public, which is, come on, you know, I mean, you know, sure, the party faithful, and a lot of people, I mean, I myself actually supported the invasion, and I still do, but it has nothing to do with weapons of mass, I mean, not really much to do with WMDs, and not even really so much with oil. There's much more than that going on. There's basically, it's geopolitics, it's a chess game. And actually, I'll take it back, it does have a lot to do with oil. The thing to bear in mind about the Middle East is that the U.S. isn't the only country with its eyes on the Middle East. And it may not look like other countries like, you know, Russia and China and, you know, even India. And there's, you know, in the European Union, there's a little wrangling going on in there. And, you know, the U.S. is asserting itself, as is our custom. You know, Afghanistan, they publicly supported al-Qaeda. I mean, Mullah Omar, when he was running the country, literally said, no, you know, Osama bin Laden, these are guests, you know. Pretty much Afghanistan positioned itself as a state at, I mean, they didn't explicitly do it, but the way they went about it, their diplomacy pretty much gave us little choice other than to just go in and clean house. And actually, that turns out there's a lot behind that, too. I mean, the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan hardly began when the U.S. invaded. There's plenty of history there, as any student of al-Qaeda knows. As far as domestic oil, you know, there's still a lot of oil in the U.S. I mean, there's no drilling off the California coast, and there's plenty of oil there. And there's this whole issue with Anwar in Alaska, and there's other oil fields in the United States that are quite, you know, there's plenty of oil in the U.S., but there's a lot of issues, and no, it's not just environmental politics. There's a lot more gamesmanship behind all this, although, of course, you know, Caribou will be used for Anwar, and, you know, polluting the beaches will be used for offshore drilling, or you know, eyesores, the eyesores of drilling rigs off the coast of California will be used, and, you know, not in my backyard and all that. You know, the truth is that the U.S. has a lot of potential oil sources right here, and I'm still not sure what that's all about. But yeah, the game that's being played right now is who controls the oil, and of course the peak oil people can tell you all kinds of stuff about that too. The U.S. is obviously taking a rather activist position with regards to the world oil supplies, and this is the kind of stuff I'd love to talk about, you know, in the PTS forum. We'll get into that. As far as the aliens, you know, I mean, if you heard of any of my stuff, you know, it's like, hey, you know, I'm kind of coming around to the, yeah, I think there might be something to it with the aliens and, you know, this whole telepathy thing and stuff or whatever that is. But, you know, I think you're right to be skeptical. My advice on that, though, is be skeptical, but, you know, it's possible to take, to, you know, the way I like to put it is,
Skepticism requires an open mind, and cynicism requires the opposite. And what I mean by that is that a skeptic keeps possibilities open. A cynic will just say, oh, there's no such thing as aliens, and that's it, you know? Well, okay, is that a reasoned position, or is that just a knee-jerk position? So my recommendation to you, and by the way, I'm not saying you're taking a knee-jerk position, I'm just saying, you know, be skeptical, that's good. And there's no requirement for you to come around to any camp or another. The best way to be on ATS, if you ask me, is a free spirit. Your observations about being a moderator and going through the forums, it's like, I have these nightmares. You talk about moderators, you know, some of my friends get to be mods and stuff like that. And I just think about what it would be like, you know, you're a moderator and you have to read through the War on Terrorism forum and pick through all the bickering and fighting. And I just think, oh my God, I would chew my leg off. But like you mentioned, you know, so, and that's the thing I think a lot of people tend to forget is that what do moderators do? They spend the majority of their time reading posts. And this is one of the reasons why, you know, when Zed mentioned this, it's like the moderator staff on ATS is a tremendous resource. I mean, every one of these moderators, especially if they've been doing it for a while, becomes essentially a subject matter expert for the forums that they moderate. And I think a lot of people tend to overlook that because of the fact that, of course, most people's exposure to moderators is them coming in, editing posts, or telling them to cool it, or slapping a warn, or getting banned, or whatever. You know, people take a look at the gun and the badge, and they don't really take a look at the fact that that moderators are members too, and that they read posts just like everyone else. And over time, you know, some of our senior moderators, you know, super mods, man, I really would like to see them get together and just be fascinating to see what they have to say on some of the subject matter. And they do chime in, but, you know, the duties of a moderator didn't get in your way and stuff like that. Anyway, welcome to Podspace. It's really great to have your opinions in here and stuff. And now that you're set up and you know how to do this, hey, you can chime in. Anyway, this has been yet another rambling welcome to Podspace message by Magic at AboveTopSecret.com. Hey, if you're out there and you haven't gotten in yet, you know, I'm kind of going out here and going, whoa, whoa, you know, being a booster. Podspace, you know, podcasting on AboveTopSecret.com. I mean, what a member perk. You know, I advise anyone who even has the slightest interest, check it out. Anyway, until next time, which will probably be, what, 5 minutes? This is Magic signing out.